are today at the Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, 18th of Adar Sheni, 21st of March. Rabbi Gedalia Liebman Shlita, Learning Friday Night. This week's Turaway is sponsored by Family Donner on the 14th yahrzeit of their father, Reb Ben Sion Ben Reb Avrom Moshe Levi Donner Zechon of Rochel, whose yahrzeit was on Sunday.
Shabbos.
Learning Friday night.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Morning.
I imagine that since we're already not the sure am I often already Pesach related.
Not yet. Okay. Well, they were for orientated.
They were, right. Joe, we're just after. Okay. There will be a Pesach related. This is not a Pesach subject, but I'm going to. There's a few points where it bumps into Pesach, and I'll focus. I'll highlight those specifically. But the general subject that I'd like to do is the similar to Ayin Hei in Shulchan Aruch, which is the din of Lo Yukra Lo Yonir, that you're not supposed to read on Friday night to the light of a candle. Just to clarify, there's one din, which is similar to Kadal in Shulchan Aruch, Psilas Shmanim Shalom Lachomim Eim Adlikimbed, certain wicks and certain oils that Chazal didn't allow us to light candles. That means candles for the meal. Even if you've lit the candles with the correct wick and the correct oil, there's an additional din, lo yukra lo yonir, you're not supposed to read to the light of the candle. And the truth is, I imagine that once upon a time, this was a very, very practical set of halachos. Long Friday night, you basically can't learn. There's certain exceptions, as we'll see, there are ways you can. But you know, it was a very practical thing. Come Friday night, it wasn't just you can open a sefer. To the light of a candle, even if it's the right candle, you're not allowed to read. So, but today it seems to be a din which is halacha of Lola Maisa. Nobody even, since we use the electric lights, so you can learn halachas, but it's almost nobody thinks of it Lola Maisa. One should read on Friday night.
Huh? That's what the Rebbe make the tish, because you can't learn.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's, However, but it always bothered me a little bit. Why are we not careful about this din? Why do we, I mean, true we have electric light, and there's no chash, and we might tilt the electric light. But, you know, there's another set of dinim which is similar, the Issof Shehiyah. You're not allowed to leave food, let's say, which is cooked less than Machum and Rosoy, on an open fire. And the reason, because I'll say it's Shami Yechter, we might stoke the coals. And we don't have coal settings. But nevertheless, we keep all of our lochas as if it's the same. For the blech, the grufok tumma, we say that the xera remains in place, and we act accordingly. And over here, when it comes to this issa of lo yikra lo yonir, you shouldn't read to the light of the candle. Shamayati might tilt it, so we just say this, and it's not practical, and we just drop the whole issa. Especially that over here in this set of lochas, as I'll share in a moment, there's a din of lo pluf. The Chum said, even if there's no chash shamayata, even if there's no worry that you're going to tilt the candle, the Chum said, "Lechil kuchom b'gzerusom." They forbade it anyway. So why is it? So the truth is, it's discussed in a number of chuvas when electric lights are started, and the svaros are kind of kan. It doesn't come out so posh to cool. But I'd like to share a little bit this sugya. So I'll begin with sharing the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah, Le'ikur Le'Ener. You can't, to Mishnah's Nafid Aleph and Shabbos, you're not allowed to read on Friday night to the light of a candle. And the Gemara says, I feel a Gwer Shtei Kremis, even if the candle is very high up, it's high, the height of two people, you can't reach it. I feel a Shtei Merdois, I feel a Sora Botim Zel Gavizel. Even if it's 10 stories high, the candle is extremely, extremely high, and there's no way for you to be able to reach the candle, the Ner. Nevertheless, you're still not allowed to read. You're not allowed to use the light to read. Why? So Rashi explains that, like I said, the Chum didn't make differences. They said you're not allowed to read the light of the candle. That's it. You're not allowed to read the Urnir. So you can't read it to the Urnir on Friday night. The Gemara moves on then to some interesting dinim. It says if it's two people together reading the same Inyan, it's okay. So the Gemara touches up. There's a whole discussion if it's two people, but each one's reading their own sefer. You know, there's a very interesting thing. I mean, I grew up in a Ashkenazi shul. I don't know over here, did they do piyutim in the shul? I don't know shuls. But I grew up in a shul that does piyutim, and then you would know that Friday night, when Yom Tov is a Shabbos, we don't do Purim. Yeah, that's right. That's the.
Yeah.
What's the reason? So I never would have imagined just going up Shabbos. The reason is because lo yikra lo yonir. That's the reason. Since you're not allowed to read to the light of a candle, so the olden days, davening you could do by heart, totally by heart, partially by heart. But Purim people don't know by heart, so you have to read. And on Shabbos, lo yikra lo yonir. You're not allowed to read to the light of a candle. So Mela, you can't do Purim. He says it with two shittas, but.
Haven't you got the same problem on Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov?
Yom Tov itself, right? If it's full on the chol.
No, so Yom Tov we don't have this din of Leikon Erinir.
Why would you say my robbers?
Yom Tov we don't have a problem of Leikon Erinir.
Why not?
Because if you're Mata, it's Mutter, because you're allowed to have light for Yom Tov. You're allowed to light candles for Shabbos.
You're allowed to be Mata the.
Yeah, as long as it's. Yeah, it's the answer, because you're allowed to light the candles on Shabbos. On Yom Tov. They say Purim when it's a Friday night?
No.
Yom Tov, yeah, but not when Yom Tov falls on Friday night.
Not for Shabbos.
Why?
Shabbos fall on Friday night.
Yeah, why? Because there's no Lekker in here. I wouldn't have imagined that's the reason.
Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yidas. They say Purim. Chanoi, there's no Purim.
The Ramah, I'll tell you the truth, I vaguely remember that they don't. And the Ramah says they don't. So the Ramah says the minig is not because of this reason. Here, the Beit Yosef brings two shittas because they're using two siddur. It's the same minion. Beit Yosef says, listen, everyone's doing the same minion. Everyone's reading the same thing. So it should be maybe that you're guarding each other. But since each person is using your own siddur, so some are machmer, some are mekel. The Ramah says the minig is not to do it.
I think so. It's Mark Synagogue just to use candles on Friday night.
Oh, yeah? Okay. It's, All right, so then the Gemara says that in that...
It could be they were never masakin any of the Purim for Friday night.
It's one of the days of Yom Tov.
Because of the Shabbat Yom Tov.
Yeah, could be. It seems not...
And therefore there aren't. We simply haven't got it today.
Right, no, we could do the regular Purim on that day of Yom Tov. Even if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, you don't do it.
If Yom Tov falls on Shabbos...
You have the regular Purim on that day.
If it was not Shabbos...
You have the Purim on that day. But then you don't do it, you push it off. The Gemara then says that, the Din of Madura, then it's Ossi, but it's many people. Then the Gemara says the Din of Odom Choshov, important person, that in Dag Lahatis, it's not fitting that he should tilt the candle, he doesn't deal with the Nair, so then it's Mutter. And then the Gemara has a Kasha, so I'll just go a little bit of a detour. The Gemara has a Kasha that Meisve in Kerner Nair, Omer Mishmob and Elisha, Shom Elisha said, Ani Ekrov Loyate. I'll be able to read to light a candle, and I won't be mad, so I'll be careful. Yeah. And Koro, the Bikish Lahatis, he almost tilted the candle. Omar, and he said, how great the words of the Chachamim, they understand how to make it zero. And then a different Lishner, Nosma, says that Koro Vahita, he actually tilted the candle. So he was Bahal Shabbos, Shege, so the Omar says, Gondrim Nosin. Because of up in Kosa, and he wrote in his Pinkos that, she Bonavis Midosh, Avichatosh Meno. When the Mitzvah is built, I will bring a fat carbon chatos. Because he did an Avir. We're going to discuss whether that's the case, whether Avir said done a Avir B'Shege done today, whether we'll have to bring a carbon chatos when the Mitzvah is built. But that's what the Gemara says. And so you see, Yerushalma and Elisha was an Adam Choshev, and yet he tilted the candle. So shiny Yerushalma and Elisha, Shai Mason Marks from the Territorial Kedit. When it came to the Torah, he acted like a simple person. He didn't care. It is befitting to tilt the Nair. It's not befitting. He's learning Torah. He suddenly became a simple person, and he would tilt in the weekday. He would tilt the candle, the Nair, and therefore it's forbidden. That's what the Gemara says. But just a little bit of a side point. There's a very interesting Tosfos over there. The Tosfos of Kasha. The same content of Tosfos are written in different places in Shas. But there's a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Zayin, a very interesting Gemara that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was going to do Pidyon Shvuyim. He was going to the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim and he came across a river, Nahar Ginoy, and he couldn't cross the river. So he said, Ginoy, chaloyni memecho. I want the water to split. So the river said to him, you're going to do a mitzvah, but you're doing return koincho, you're going to do what Hashem wants. I'm also doing what Hashem wants. I'm supposed to flow. So I'm not going to split. So he said to him, if you don't split your waters, then gizrani lecho, friyavro, mayim chob loilom. If you don't just split, then I'll make a gzira that the water will never pass through. So the river got scared, so it split. Then it says there was another yid there who was carrying matzahs for Pesach, chitim for Pesach. So he said, split for him as well, he's doing a mitzvah. And then there was also a Ben Levoya, a non-Jewish accompaniment. Pinchas Meir said that people are going to say this is the way we treat Ben Levoya. So split for him as well, so split for him also. Then the Gemara says he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu split the water once, and he splits the water three times. Moshe says, is that what happened? Maybe it remains split for three people. So, right, so he's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Gemara continues. It's an interesting story. They came to a shviza, came to a host, and they tried to give food for the animal. And the animal wouldn't eat. So they tried to, so they cleaned the food. And still wouldn't eat. And then he said, have you taken maisa? So they said, no, we haven't taken maisa. They took maisa on the food, and then the animal ate. So often, whenever the Gemara has a story where a tzaddik did an avira, so the Gemara asks the question, how should the Hempel Shal Tzadikim? If the animal of a tzaddik, the Prince of the Nyari, in a Kodesh Baruch, or maybe the Kol Al-Yodon, Hashem protects it, that it doesn't eat the non-maisad food. So a tzaddik and after a kosh again, certainly a tzaddik himself won't do an avira. And there's a number of Gemaras where there's a story where the tzaddik did something, and the Gemara asks, it can't be, because if Hashem protects the haim of a tzaddik, certainly protects the tzaddik himself, or Unu the tzaddik Kol Oven. Hashem protects the tzaddik, and a sin won't happen, even by mistake. So the Gemara often asks the question, but over here the Gemara doesn't ask the question. And similarly, in a number of other Gemaras, the Gemara doesn't ask the question. And Tosafos asks, why not? And Tosafos says,
well, by accident,
yeah. Hashem protects them. Right, amazing, it will be Bechira. But to show you, they won't by mistake do an Avira, like Unu the tzaddik Kol Oven. So why sometimes, right, Tosafos, does the Gemara say that the tzaddik can't do an Avira by accident? And over here, the Gemara seems to be okay that Shmuel ben Elisha tilted the name. So Tosafos makes a chiluk between a midi d'achila, he says, tzaddik doesn't by accident eat something which isn't kosher, because that's a genai. That's wrong, that a tzaddik should do it, even if it's by accident. Mashenik in a different kind of avira could happen. That's what Tosafos says, and he says in a number of different places in Shas. So the tilting of the candle is okay, but eating something which isn't kosher, that won't happen to tzaddik even by mistake. So there's a kasha that many achronim ask, some call it kusha sa'ilam. There's a kasha that goes like this. They ask for this. It's just the pace related to why I'm going on this deviation. In the beginning of Topman, in the Siman Topman Zayin, which discusses the dinim of Tarevus Chometz, so the Bar Heitev brings from the Kitzur Arizal that Nizim and Mashal Chometz and Pesach, somebody's careful about even the smallest amount of Chometz and Pesach, Muftachlo is guaranteed, Shnayachik Balashonah, that he won't sin the whole year. And this is one of the reasons why we're very extreme when it comes to Chometz and Pesach, more than other historians. I mean, the Rishonim already say that the Tarevus Machmer, so we're also Machmer. But one of the things that I brought is this result that says that they're not guarding yourself from a marshal, the smallest amount of Chometz of Pesach, protects you from not doing a avera the entire year. And generally, the Achronim understand that it doesn't mean mazid, that doesn't take away your bechira. It means b'shogeg. So the question is this: that let's take it just in a practical case. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he was a tzaddik, right? It's clear from Tosafos, he's a tzaddik, and an avera of eating he wouldn't do. So Chometz he was probably careful about. Right, he didn't by mistake eat chometz because that's a midid achila, that's an eating avera. So that he was careful. But then, as a result, he should have been protected from all other averas. So how could it be that he tilted the candle? True, tilting the candle is not an avera of eating, but chometz is. And if he was careful about chometz, and that Tosafos says he would have been protected not to eat something which is issa. So as a result, he should have had the haftokha of Arizal that moved to Chloe Shiloyechek Kalashonah, that he won't do other various also. So, how is it that he tilted the candle? Like I say, many Achronim ask the question and they give different terutzim. It wasn't the plan to focus on this on the Shia, so I'm not going to share the different terutzim. Just to say one cute teretz that I once heard, that maybe it happened on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. Because it could be that the protection of not eating Chometz on Pesach lasts from the end of Pesach when you successfully. When Izzah from Marshal Chometz, and it lasts till the beginning of the next Pesach. But on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, there's no protection, so maybe that's when he tilted the candle. Okay, that's just a cute answer.
Uh-huh. Well, he had the Shmira from the previous year.
So it could be that the Shmira only lasts till the beginning of Pesach, but on Pesach is a. Okay.
Yeah. That's only according to the Gersa that he was over.
Yeah, all according to the Gersa, he was over, of course.
So Azar Abba, if you say that he wasn't at the last minute, then that was the Shmira.
Then that's the Shmira, yeah.
Very good.
Okay, so then the Gemara says. Okay, so we said the din that the Adam Choshev is different, and then finally the Gemara says that we have two brises. One brise says that a shamash, a waiter, a servant, is allowed to check the cups and the plates, the kosher, the kairos, to see if they're clean, and another brise says they're not. So the Gemara has two terutzim. One is ha b'shamash kavua, ha b'shamash ein kavua. One is a fixed shamash, and one is a non-fixed shamash. Which one is more chomor? So this is also machlokes rishonim. Rashi learns that when you have a fixed cleaner, so they do things better. If you have a guest, one time, they come as a kavua, they don't do a proper job, they don't look so carefully, so therefore they're allowed to do it lower and near, because they're not going to tilt the candle. to Rashi learns. The other Rishonim learn the other way around. When you have your fixed Shamash, your fixed waiter, servant, cleaner, whatever it is, so over time they get lax and they don't need to make sure that the candlelight is so perfect. They're okay if the cups aren't so clean. You have an Enochim, they want to get a job, so they try and impress you the first time. So then they're going to really use the light of the candle. They're going to look very carefully, so they might kill the candle. Okay. And then the Gemara gives another teretz, which is Hobbit the Mishkan, Hobbit the Nefta. One of them is talking about using oil, which is Osa, Shemiyata, and one is talking about using Neft, petrol, and that is Mutter. So Rashi says, because it's moist, it's disgusting, so you're not going to want to deal with it, so there's no Shemiyata. That's the Gemara. Now, coming to Maisa, what's the... And then generally, these are all the Din and Brosh Shulchan Aruch. Coming to Maisa, why is it that we don't... that when it comes to electric lights, generally speaking, people are not careful. Yeah, generally speaking, maybe some people are, but generally speaking, people are not careful. So, Choyer, the first question I'm going to ask:
careful about what?
Not reading. Friday night, you shouldn't be able to read. Shouldn't be able to learn, because that's the din of the Gemara. In the olden days, that was the din. Friday night, there's no natural light. There's the night of the candles, and you're not allowed to learn. Oh, so you're going to tell me, listen, there's no kshashamiyat, yeah? In the olden days, the candle you wore, you're going to tilt it, and the oil should reach the wick, should burn well, and that's not practical, the light burn well.
Could be daylight.
On the other hand,
could be daylight coming through the window.
No, that's fine. I'm talking about Friday night when it's, once it's night already. Huh? In the winter Friday nights, there's no daylight after the meal, right? So you're using the electric light. So I understand that there's no real worry that you might tilt the electric light. It's not practical. However, on the other hand, there's a din of leplug. There's a din of leplug. And in the Gemara it says, let's start with this. In the Gemara it says that even if it's very high, you can't reach it. The Torah begins, the Simon, by saying,
if you do tilt it, so what?
Oh, so that's an Issa of Mavri. You're putting the oil into the wick.
If you do tilt the electric light.
No, I understand. There's no worry of tilting an electric light, because so what? Like you say. So what am I asking? So let me try it like this. The tour, try and explain. The tour begins by bringing the smack, bringing the rabbinic peret, that says that since the Gemara says very plug, we don't make a distinction, even if the candle is in a shoshes in the glass, or even if it's kavur b'kaisel, it's fixed into the wall, in a way there's nothing you can do. Nevertheless, the chilko chom b'gzerusom. The Chum didn't make a difference, and they said you can't read with the light of a candle. You can't read Friday night. So there's a din of low plug over here, right?
Well, only for candles, low plug.
Even if it's a kind of a candle, well, there's no chash that you might tilt it. So, I mean, is an electric light so different than a candle?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to. So let me say this. I certainly agree that it's possible that there's a chiluk between those two. But on the other hand, let me jump to sort of explain where I'm coming from with the question. The Chum said you can't leave an uncooked food on an open on coals, because you might soak the coals, right? And the common practice today is to say, if I have an electric cooker, also I might turn up the knob. It's a different setting, there's no stoking of coals. There's all different reasons it should be different. One of them is that the coals naturally die down, and the cooker, you set it and it remains. And it's Takas Sorum Svara, and there were those that thought that Svara is correct. But nevertheless, the common practice is to say, listen, the Chum made Xera, you can't leave uncooked food on an open fire, so we keep that, and we keep the rules. So perhaps over here they made Xera that you can't read the light of a candle, so we should keep the rules, especially that they say clearly that lechilku rabbanon, even when it's a kind of candle where it can't go wrong. Yeah. So the question is how far, the question is...
Light, even with the even touch it to do the theater. Candles is the nature that you should be at all.
Right, so the question is how far to take the light plug, yeah? So on the one hand, okay, so the question is how far to take the light plug, yeah? On the one hand, they say over here, even if it's not possible, it's a kind of candle, it's not possible to be matter, to tilt it. Nevertheless, they said, the Chum said light plug. What does light plug mean? You can't read on Friday night, that's what they said. You can't learn on Friday night to the light of a candle. Even if this case is a worry or isn't a worry. So maybe when I want to take out a safe on Friday night, I have the Xera of Chazal that I can't read to the light of the candle. So the question, I agree, is how far to take this light plug. And the truth is that there's a question over here, because clearly the light plug doesn't go all the way. Because on the one hand, we say that even if the candle is very high up, the nail is very high up, or if it's stuck in the wall, we say light plug. On the other hand, we said, for example, that two people reading the same Indian, we don't say light plug, we say it's mutter. And Adam Choshev, we say it's mutter. Some cases we say it's mutter. So when do we say Lo Plug and when don't we say Lo Plug? So this question is asked by the Bach and asked by the Taz, but since we're short on time, I'll focus on one answer, the answer that's brought most of the poskim. The Taz says that when it's talking about different people, one person, the Odom Choshev, the Chum never made a gzeira on him, so he's allowed to read the light of a candle. But when we're talking about the candle, this candle they forbade you to read next to it. So since they forbade in every situation, even if it's not possible to actually tilt the candle. Which to some extent leaves me still unclear. Okay, do I look at the electric candle as the same, electric light as the same? This is a light that Chum asked. Or do I look at it like you look at it, which I appreciate, that is different. So I want to,
It would be a different halakha. Electricity comes under a different halakha.
Right. Candles. Right, I mean, some people take when you're saying further, say electricity, or let's say, no, not electricity, I don't want that. Let's take a light, and not even an LED light, and light, the old lights, incandescent, they call, where there was a heat. Some say, listen, you're allowed to do a Shabbos. The Torah asks of the fire, and the general look at it, it's also fire, right? Chaim Oizer would make very variation on electric light, specifically in order to in order to make sure people appreciate that this is a fire, like a regular fire, it's also on Shabbos. Right, so if it's a... So if it is, that's right, I can't do it anymore. So but if you look at it like that, so then maybe this is an error, this is an error. So the truth is that there is how to work out this discussion a little bit. There is a din of Neir Shel Shayvi. When the Gemara is talking about Neir, it's talking about Neir of Shemen, a Neir that has oil that you tilt it. What about Neir Shel Shayvi, which for Pashtus, a wax candle, isn't practical to tilt? What's the din of there? So the Beis Yosef asks, can I read to a Neir Shel Shayvi, a wax candle? And he brings that the Goyos Ashri, on the Mishnah, so Zion has a Sophic, whether... it's also mutter wasser. No, so the most points to understand there's no yate by an Neir Shel Shayvi. Yate is only with the oil candles that you have to sometimes bring the oil better into the wick. But the way the Neir Shel Shayvi works, there's no chash, you don't need to tilt it to get the thing to burn well. Some understand differently, but that's generally, that's what they to understand. So therefore he says the Gosh Shri has a Sophic. Okay, which I would say that the Sophic is there low plug in this case or isn't there? Comes to the Beis Yosef and says that Lamaisa Neir Shel Shayvi is mutter. It's mutter. Why? I'm sorry, it's osa. It's certainly osa, he says. Why? Because it's a chashem yimchot v'yachton frosh psila. That you might take the top of the wick and take off a little bit of the black at the top that somehow stops it from burning well, so you'll cut it off. And then that will be an issa of mechaber b'pashtus, that from momentarily it puts out the fire a little bit, so it's an issa of mechaber, and therefore it is also forbidden. So although the Beis Yosef is machmir by Neir Shel Shayvi, but it seems the reason he's machmir is not because of Lo Plug, rather it's because that there's a gzeira over here as well, or there's a chash over here as well. So when I'm applying that to electric lights, I would say that if an Neir Shel Shayvi, the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to be worried for Lo Plug, rather it seems that the Issa is because there's a gzeira over here as well. There's a reason. There's an additional reason to worry by an Neir Shel Shayvi. So therefore, I would say if an Neir Shel Shayvi is Lo Plug, then I'd agree to what you're saying. Certainly, an electric candle would be Lo Plug. Would not if an Neir Shel Shayvi is not Lo Plug. Rather, we look at that as they never were geyser, they never made a gzeira on this candle. It's not like when you take the nail and you knock it into the wall in a way that you can't tilt it. Rather, it's a different kind of nail. So certainly an electric thing, even though it might have a din of a nail, but it's certainly a different kind of nail, and there is no Lo Plug. It does get a little bit more complicated, because in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that in Kohen and Poel are a nail, you're not allowed to read the light of a candle. I feel like Goyas are a Kohen, even if it's 10 stories high. And then the Mechaber writes, what the Rabbeinu Peretz says, that Afilu Ashoshes, Afilu Kavo Bekoisel, the Lechilku Chom Begzerusom, the Chom didn't make any differences. The Chem and Neir Shel Shayvi. So the wording in Shulchan Aruch seems to be that Neir Shel Shayvi is awesome because of Lo Plug. Right? And however, the Taz, and maybe Mogen Brom as well, but similarly most of the Gdol Akronim, Gdol Apoiskim, understand that's not the correct Shat in Shulchan Aruch. Even though it says at the end, after saying that the Chum don't make a difference, it says V'chem Neir Shel Shayvi. V'chem Neir Shel Shayvi isn't V'chem Neir Shel Shayvi, that it's Osa, but not because of Lo Plug, rather because there's an additional Zera. So where that leaves me generally is that it leaves me short of time for sure. Where that leaves me generally is that The Chum, let me try and sum up. The Chum asked to read Friday night to the light of a candle, the Minixir Shamiyati, you might tilt it. And they said that even if it's a kind of Ner, that there's no practical Hatoya, you can't tilt it because it's too high up, you can't reach it. Nevertheless, Loi Tilku, Loi Plori. So it's also awesome. Nevertheless, it seems from the Beis Yosef, from the Mechaber, that a Ner Shal Shaiva wax candle is also awesome, but not because of Loi Plori. So therefore, clearly, I don't take Loi Plori to a different kind of Ner. Loi Plug is only when it's the same Nair in different circumstances. But if it's a different Nair, there is no Loi Plug. So therefore the Loi Plug issue, I think, on electric light isn't the problem. The problem does become that one minute, the Beis Yosef said that by Nair Shal Shaiva, where there is no Gzeira of Loi Plug, there's a new Gzeira of Shami Yimchai that you might so maybe electric lights also. So the first thing is say electric light isn't practical. What are you gonna do? So that's true. That's true. The Choyer isn't practical, so therefore everything's fine. There's no Loi Plug and there's no practical. But if you have a light with a dimmer,
yeah.
If you have a light with a dimmer, so then you may want to turn it up.
No,
yeah. That's right. So there is a just like the Ner Shal Shaiva, just like the Ner Shal Shaiva. So when it comes to the Ner Shal Shaiva, and just to point something out, there are from the Gdolei HaPoskim, particularly the Sfaradish HaPoskim, that are machmir with a dimmer that you shouldn't read to the light of a dimmer. The reason it's more so the Sfaradish HaPoskim is because the Sforos that we make, that we won't be able to go through all of it, are primarily from the Ramah. But if you go with the dimmer of the Mechaber, a number of the Sforos fall off. And one of them is as follows. Now when it comes to this dimmer of Ner Shal Shaiva, so the Beis Yosef is machmir, so the Mechaber is machmir. However, the Taz argues. And the Taz says, no such things. The Ner Shal Shaiva is mutter. Why? Because you're making a new Gzeira Shami Yimchoi, you might cut off the top of the wick. That's not the Gzeira in the Gemara. That was the Gzeira the Gemara said so. Yeah. And he says further, he says, that cutting off the top of the wick is Mechaber, it's putting out the candle. And he asks the question, if it's Mechaber, it's also Yom Tov as well. The Mechaber is also Yom Tov. That's not a question, he says, because it's Mechaber Tzoyer Chadloka. So it's fine. But he says, Mechaber, it's Melacha Shein Etrich HaLegufa. Generally, the Gemara says that almost always when you put out a candle, it's only an Issur Rabbanon. It's a Melacha Shein Etrich HaLegufa, according to most Poskim, it's only an Issur Rabbanon. So the Taz says that it's only the Ner Shal Shaiva, it's only a Gzeira that you might cut off the top of the wick, which is only an Issur Rabbanon. So Bemela, it should be Mutter. And why is the Taz passing this Mutter? So if so, L'chayra hu adin, our electric candles, according to the Taz, one could be Makel. However, the Vort of the Taz is that it's because an Issur Rabbanon. So we would look have to decide if ours are an Issur Rabbanon or an Issur Deraisa. And that would depend. The LED lights that we have more commonly today, generally speaking, are considered are an Issur Rabbanon. If you have an older light, an incandescent light, then it may be an Issur Deraisa. Therefore, even though the Taz says an Issur Shaiva that we're not going to, because it's only an Issur Rabbanon, however, even though the Taz is not going to an Issur Rabbanon, however, today, sometimes you might be setting where the dimmer light is an Issur Deraisa, and therefore maybe you can extend the Gzeira to that case. The time doesn't allow me to finish all the things. I'll just point out that there are two other Svaras. There is a Gemara, which I mentioned before, that says that Neft, if you have a light made of petrol, it's okay. It's okay with no Kshash HaMiyateh. And Rashi says the reason is because you won't want to tilt it, because you won't want to deal with it. The Rosh says the reason is because it's a better light. It's better light, and therefore we're not choshes you're going to do matter. And although the Mechaber does not paskin like the Rosh, the Ramah does paskin like the Rosh. And if you go, in other words, Mechaber asks a Ner Shal Neft to go to the other territory of the Gemara, like the Rambam, the Ramah passes at the Rosh, that says that a Ner Shal Neft, a candle with petrol befueling it, it's always mutter. And the Pashtus, the reason is, like the Rosh says, because Oyer Tzolol has a good light. If you go with that Ramah, so then, L'chor, the whole Shaila falls off, because our lights are also good, comfortable lights, they don't need anything, so therefore there's a Gemara that seems to say that's okay. So that, primarily because of that reason, because of other reasons, you have this point that some of the Ashkenazi poskim generally I all say it's okay, and it's based on this Ramah, on another Ramah, but the Sfaradish poskim, the Mechaber over there is Machmir, so therefore it's a little bit more difficult for them to get around this issue. Nevertheless, the Maisa, most of them are Makel, Makra din at least, and I wish you all a wonderful day.
Shkaya.